Liv Schange is a feisty, outspoken Swedish socialist. She describes herself as the white face of the Workers' and Socialist Party. For WASP, the Marikana killings represent a turning point in South Africa's history and the beginning of the end of ANC rule.
It was obviously highlighted for millions what we had been quite alone in saying for all these years, that the ANC is not party of the working class. It showed that the ANC had lost so much of its grip, its credibility in the eyes of workers and poor people.
Schange says WASP is filling a political void.
There's a need for the working class, for workers, the unemployed, students and so on, to raise their own political voice, to form a mass party of the working class on a socialist program.
The ANC has described Schange, a petite blonde, as the center of anarchy. Last year, after she vacationed in Sweden, immigration officials refused to allow her back into South Africa. Following weeks of protest, the authorities permitted Schange into the country on a tourist visa. She says the government intimidation, as she calls it, is funny.
They obviously don't like the Workers' and Socialist Party's politics. A socialist program that sets out to overthrow not only their government, but also the system that feeds them. So it's very understandable that they don't like us, and that they don't like me in particular. I don't think that I should be too flattered by that. I was just elected as the most convenient scapegoat.
WASP describes the ANC as being in bed with big business. Schange says the government allows companies to retrench thousands of workers and to pay low salaries. She adds that large businesses must be forced to pay workers at least the equivalent of $1,250 a month.
And if they're not prepared to work with government on those terms, then the government should take over those companies.
WASP plans to channel more state funds into transforming South Africa's health system. Schange says the government's public hospitals are disgraceful.
You have the poor and black being reduced to beggars at the mercy of staff that see them as poor people that they can treat anyhow.
She describes state education as the number one evil in South Africa.
It's not actually meant to educate people that are going to be meaningful adults, that are going to be working, that are going to go to university, that are going to run the country. You are storing people waiting to join the reserve army of about 40% unemployed. So it's okay to have 60 to 70 kids in a class. It's okay to have no textbooks.
Schange refers to the upcoming election as a test run for her party.
One of our main tasks is to use the more politicized environment during the elections to establish WASP in the minds of working class people in every corner of the country. If we win one seat or five in parliament, that would be a bonus, I'd say.
She says people across the country have embraced WASP leaders. Schange adds that wherever they go to visit poor workers, the response is the same.
This is what I've been waiting for. I don't know, where has this party been my whole life? We're getting an amazing reception. The only limit that we have is to be able to actually reach into all those corners.
Schange is, however, convinced that the ANC will win the election, but that the victory will be the ruling party's swan song.
I think it will be another 5 years of increasing tensions within the party. It might even tear up. I think it will be the last time that they're able to win. Things are happening very fast. The impatience is growing incredibly.
WASP says the ANC has run out of excuses about why South Africa remains one of the most unequal societies in the world. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.